The Sasha Mila Perik Dalad Mishna Dalada Pigabanoisur Amit Starvin Zem Zem Mipnesha Haim Shneshing. The Rabbanim were geyser that Pigo and Noiser is Mitame the Adayim with a coin that touches it. If you have a korban that's Pigo, or if it's Noiser, a coin, if he touches it, his hands would become Tame. This is the Gzera, the Rabbanim. And the Mishnah tells us that Pigo and Noiser would not combine to be Mitame the Adayim of the coin that touches it. As in order for the Adayim of the coin to become Tame, he has to touch at least a Kazayim's worth, but if he touches a half Kazayim of Pigo and a half a Kazayim of Noiser, you would not combine the two half kazayim to form a kazayim, and to be metame the adayim. The reason being is because they are shnei shemos. They are two names, meaning to say, pigo and noser are two different types of isurim. So therefore, they would not combine to be metame the adayim. And since the tumah of the adayim of the kohen is only xeris the rabbana, if pigo and noser would combine to form a kazayim from metame the adayim, that would be a xera le xera. One xera on top of another xera, that the first xera that is metame the adayim, and the second xera is that pigo and noser would combine to kazayim to be metame the adayim, and the rabbana not gozer a xera the xera. So therefore, in order for the hand of the coin to become tame, he would have to touch a kazayim of pigo alone, or a kazayim of noser alone. But as far as the lav of eating pigo and noser, in such a case, pigo and noser would combine. And the iser of eating pigo and noser is minatora, so therefore we would combine pigo and noser, even though it's shnei shemus, even though normally two different types of isurim would not combine, but chazal learned that, but pigo and noser, they would combine to be over on the lav of eating pigo and noser. And if rova the kazayis is pigo and the miyat of the kazayis is noser, then you would be chayav for eating pigo. And if vice versa, most of the kazayis is noser and the miyat is pigo, and you would eat a kazayis worth, you would be chayav for eating noser, even though you don't have a kazayis worth of noser, would combine with the pigo to be mechayav you. Hasheretz v'hanevela. Somebody who has a little bit of a sheretz and a little bit of a nevela, v'chein hanevela u'besara meis. And so too, if you have a little bit of a nevela and a little bit of basar from a meis, ein mitzdarfin zem zeh l'tamei afilu kekal shebishnei. They would not combine to be mitamei even for the kal of the two of them. Meaning to say, sheretz and nevela don't have the same din. As the Shemona Shratan are mentioned in the Torah, are mitame, even a dasha worth, a lenta worth. And you would not combine a sheretz and a nevela to become tame. If you have less than a kazayas and nevela, and you also have a little bit of sheretz, and altogether they form a kazayas, they would not be mitame, even kikasha b'shmeim, even like the din of the more lenient of the two of them. As nevela is more lenient than a sheretz, and nevela is only mitame b'kazayas. While sheretz is mitame b'kazayasha, so even that lenient share of kazayas, you cannot combine a sheretz and a nevela to form a kazayas to be metame. And so too, if you have half a kazayas and nevela and half a kazayas of basar or meis, they would not combine to be metame. Ha'oichal shenitma ba'aba tuma v'shenitma b'vlat ha'tuma b'starfen zen zel etame kekal shebishnim. If you have food that became tame from an aba tuma, it came into contact with an aba tuma such as a sheretz. So now that oichel, since it came into contact with an avatuma, it became a rishon latuma. And you also have some oichel that touched a vlada tuma, meaning that it touched the rishon. So that oichel that touched the rishon became a sheni latuma. And in order for oichel to be metame something else, it needs to be at least a kabea worth, an egg worth. And you have half a kabea from the oichel that became tame from an avatuma, which is a rishon, and half a kabea from the oichel that became tame from a vlada tuma, which is a sheni, and together it forms a kabea. They would combine to be metame, like the din of the kal shebishnam, like the more lenient of the two. The sheni is the more lenient of the two, so therefore, if you have half a kabea of a rishon, half a kabea of a sheni, they would combine if they touch truma to make that truma into a shlishi latuma. And since they're both oichal, even though they have different dinim, they would combine to a kabea to be metame something else and make it into a shlishi. Masachet Meila Perek Dalet Mishmehe Kol Oichlam is Darfin Litzos Agvia Vekachati Pras. All different types of Oichlam would combine. The possible Agvia, the possible a person, if he eats half a pras worth of Oichlam that is tummy, a half a pras is two baits and two eggs, according to Rashi, or a bea of a mechza, a bea and a half, according to the Rambam. As the Rabbanu work goes, if somebody eats half a pras worth of Oichlam that is tummy, his body becomes tummy, and therefore if he touches truma, the truma will become tummy, and so too he cannot eat truma even if he does not touch it. And the Mishnah tells us that all different types of oichlam would combine to form a chesi pras. If you didn't eat a chesi pras of one type of oichlam, instead you ate a number of different types of food, and altogether you ate half a pras worth, you would become tame, and you cannot eat or touch truma. The mazon stays pseudos le'er. So too, all different types of oichlin would combine to form two pseudos that you need to make an erev tchumen. And somebody who wants to walk more than 2,000 amas outside of the city has to make an erev tchumen. He would put down mazon stay pseudos, which is 6 beis and 6 egg worth according to the Rambam, or 8 beis and 8 egg worth according to Rashi. And the place where he puts down his erev is as if he is living there, and therefore he can walk 2,000 amas from the place in which he put down the erev. And if you want to combine different types of oichlin to form the stay pseudos, you can do so, and it would be a good erev. B'kabeya letame tumas oichlin. So too, all different types of oichlin would combine to form a kabeya to be metame tumas oichlin. As oichlin is not metame something else unless you have a kabeya word. And if you have a number of different types of oichlin all together, they form a kabeya, they would be metame something else. B'tumas oichlin. B'kagregrois Yohoitzo Shabbos. And so too, all different types of oichlin would combine to form a greigros, a fig worth, for Hotzo Shabbos, the dinit. If you carry out oichlin from Rosh Hashanah Yachat to Rosh Hashanah Rabim, or you carry it 4 amos in Rosh Hashanah Rabim, you only chayef if you carry a greigros worth of oichlin, a fig worth of oichlin. And if you have a number of different types of oichlin and they combine to form a greigros and you carry it out to Rosh Hashanah Rabim, you would be chayef for Hotzo on Shabbos. So too, all different types of oichlin would combine to form a kosebes to be chayav for eating on Yom Kippur. And then Yom Kippur, in order to be chayav, you have to eat a date worth, which is a little bit less than a be'ah. And even though the shear for achilas oichlin for other isurim is normally a kezayis, but Yom Kippur is different. Now, the pasuk does not say not to eat on Yom Kippur. It says anybody who is not ma'ana himself on Yom Kippur is chayav. Anybody who does not afflict himself on Yom Kippur is chayav for achila on Yom Kippurim. And Chazal teach us that if you ate only a kezayis worth, you are still be'ino, you are still in affliction. So therefore, in order to be chayav for eating on Yom Kippurim, you have to eat a kosevis worth, the amount of a date. And the Mishnah tells us that all types of oichlin would combine to form that kosevis. If you ate a number of different types of oichlin altogether, you have a kosevis worth, you would be chayav for eating on Yom Kippurim. All different types of liquid would combine to possibly via to make you tame the rabias. If you have a rabias worth of a number of different types of mashkin and the mashkin was tameim, then your body would be tame min rabbana, that you would be metame truma if you touch it, and so too you cannot eat truma even if you do not touch it. So therefore, if you have a number of different types of mashkin all together, you have a rabias worth and all the mashkin are tameim, then your gvia would be tummy. You cannot touch truma. Ubimelo lugmav biyom akipurim. And so too, all different types of liquids would combine to form a melo lugmav, a cheekful, to be chayav for yom akipurim. After you be chayav for drinking on yom akipurim, you have to drink a cheekful. Each person's cheekful would be according to the size of his cheek. Each person has a different shear. And if you have a number of different types of mashkin, and altogether the mashkin is the amount of melo lugmav, and you drink those mashkin on Yom Kippurim, you would be chayav.